Warbirds back home today. We're down in the dugout with Brewers coordinator Joe Arod, a guy who's pretty familiar to the Carolina League. Joe, really appreciate the time today.
Oh, glad to be back. Glad to be on air with you.
What's the biggest adjustment going from being in the dugout with a team every day to kind of roaming around the Brewers organization?
I don't know yet, actually. Yesterday was my first game since 2006, being in a minor league dugout, not being the manager. So it was really cool. Taking the game, you know, be around the guys. We got a great staff here, and of course, coming back here, seeing the front office, it was really cool to be back here in the Carolinas.
This is your first time seeing this brand new ballpark here in downtown Wilson. What are your impressions?
Incredible. I mean, really cool. I mean, all my time spent in Carolina, it was 2017 to 2021, never came to Wilson. So to be able to come here, see this incredible stadium, and then to enjoy downtown, went to Bill's Grill the last 3 days. We got the W yesterday, so I went back today for the French toast. But it's a really cool town, and it's an awesome facility.
These guys who are just beginning their pro baseball career, when you were managing in this league or in high A or in Biloxi and double A, how did you prepare these guys? What were your big things that you wanted these guys to take away to help them on their journey?
The biggest thing, prepare to win, expect to win, one of those deals. And, of course, we have our development plans with our players, you know, and we're very honest with the players, open, hey, here's your strengths, weaknesses, we got to hammer on these and get going. So it's very similar. And now just with the data and the stuff that we have, you know, going forward, these guys are on board, total buy-in, and we got a great org. Scouts doing a great job, you know, bringing these guys in, so it's fun to be in the organization.
Joe, that kind of piggybacks in my next question. What makes this Brewers organization top to bottom so special?
I mean, start with ownership. Yeah. I mean, what we've done, you know, being here since 2010, seeing there, they've had a lot of great people, still some of the same people, the additions we've made in the org, and of course the scouting, you know, it's been incredible, the guys we've had pumping through the system. I mean, whether it be pitchers, hitters, I mean, it's a fun time to be in the Brewers organization.
Tell me a little bit about your impressions of this year's bunch of Warbirds, at least the group that's here starting the season.
They're young. I mean, great group. I mean, they're fun to watch being here, you know, first game, getting to watch them play, you know, live with fans in the stands, packed house here in Wilson. But watching them through spring, we got a lot of guys, and it's cool. We got some guys coming that are at the complex right now, some guys in the DR that are going to be moving up that you'll see this year.
I got a couple thoughts. You talked about your time in Carolina. How special was it to have that Carolina jersey for you to keep on as a memento?
I'm not going to lie. When Aaron Bayless sent that to me, I got a little teary-eyed when I opened the package. Seeing the Mudcat jersey, number 33, I'll always cherish it forever.
Last thought, I'll let you go. You played for Bobby Cox in Atlanta, made the postseason roster in 96. Give me maybe your best memory of that time with Atlanta.
Just being around those guys. I mean, the pitching staff, you know, the position players, Hall of Fame, being a part of the playoffs, all that stuff, unforgettable. And just being around a guy like Bobby Cox, how he treated his players, you know, it helped me when I went into managing, thinking about all my minor league managers, including the one big league manager that I had, you know, how I treat players and present stuff to them, the timing and presentation is incredible experience for me.
Joe, appreciate the time. Great to see you, and I hope to see you again soon.
Great seeing you. Thanks for having me.
That's Joe Arod, down in the dugout on the Warbirds Baseball Network.